This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The second of three nationally televised presidential debates takes place tonight in St. Louis, Missouri. Senator John Kerry and President George Bush will go face-to-face for 90 minutes. Kerry is generally seen as having won the first debate, and polls show the race has tightened since then. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now to preview tonight's action. Juan, this is going to be town hall style. That's a different format than we've seen so far this year. Does it have the potential to change the dynamics of the debate?
Oh, absolutely, Renee. I think what you're going to see here is a situation where you're going to get more of the personality, more of the body language of the candidates, and more of a direct appeal to those in the audience. If you remember, the Republicans were giving serious consideration to eliminating this debate format. They felt that it was the most uncertain, the least attractive for President Bush. The Kerry people thought this might be the moment where he could actually stand out. And I say that with an element of surprise in my voice because John Kerry can be a stiff candidate at times. But nonetheless, the Democrats very much wanted this town hall format with the thought that this style would show him at his best in some ways.
Now, you have been to town hall debates in other elections. Tell us how they worked out.
Well, if you think back to 92, President Clinton was doing pretty well and irritated the first President Bush, who took to looking at his watch. And then in 96, Bob Dole looked so extremely uncomfortable. Clearly, that was not the format that favored him. And in 2000, I think that town hall format debate will be remembered for Al Gore walking over to George W. Bush and then George W. Bush doing an exaggerated double take as if, what are you doing in my personal space? You know, what are you up to? So people have tuned in, clued in, if you will, to exactly what the candidates are doing with their bodies and how they react to each other, much more so than when they're stuck behind a desk or a lectern.
The first presidential debate behind those lecterns was solely about foreign affairs, and much of the vice presidential debate was as well. Tonight there will be questions relating to foreign and domestic issues. What do you expect to hear from the candidates regarding domestic matters?
Well, the Kerry campaign is now feeling that they are going to move heavily into domestic matters where they feel, according to the polls, they have an advantage over President Bush in the minds of American voters. So over the last week, we've seen Kerry go through five states, and his message has been all about health care and the middle class anxiety over the American economy. His aides have been talking up heavily the idea that the national deficit has grown radically under President Bush. So you can expect that John Kerry is going to use this town hall format to really go high and heavy on the idea of domestic policy.
President Bush generally received low marks for his performance in the first debate. Then on Wednesday, he delivered a particularly tough speech about Senator Kerry's record on national security. Do you expect Mr. Kerry to respond to that speech tonight or to let it go?
Renee, I think Senator Kerry will respond in some way, specifically to the idea that his strategy in Iraq is all about retreat. President Bush said just that in a major address in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and described himself as having a strategy for victory by comparison. I think what you'll see is Senator Kerry make an effort to get that out of the way and then quickly move on to some of the domestic issues that we've talked about. But President Bush, for his part, is going to come back. I think he's been trying, and you saw it this week in the speech in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to redefine the basis for which he decided that it was necessary to go to war.
Analysis from NPR's Juan Williams. There's a further preview of tonight's debate and complete audio of the first debate at npr.org.